You work in the geography department here at UW-Eau Claire. What is your work?
My work is a combination of teaching, of research, and then sort of broadly defined service, service to the community. I'm encouraged by the university to work out in the community in various different ways. I also have service to the university community itself, serving on committees and so on, and then service to my students. I'm a human geographer. As a human geographer, I'm interested in sort of cultures and people's relationship with landscape and place and environment and so on. The types of courses I end up teaching are introductory human geography courses where we explore different ideas and concepts related to population or the geography of agriculture and food or the geography of economics, you know, how cultures and languages and so on develop and what their relations are over space. Oftentimes people say, you know, what's a geographer anyway? Well, think of sort of an analogy to history. Historians look at changes in relationships over time. Geographers look at changes in relationships over space. And everything has a spatial component. Everything has connections over space, has histories over space, has movement over space, changes over space, different kinds of patterns. Why do things happen where they happen? That's a much bigger question than we're accustomed to exploring. So that's a little bit of what geographers do. Then my specific areas of interest, I'm interested in the Middle East. I do work in the Middle East, and ever since doing my PhD dissertation about 10 years ago, in Turkey I've been going back and forth to Istanbul, where I look at urban agriculture and urban food systems, how low-income people feed themselves, how these are changing. So I'm interested in the Middle East, and I'm interested in food and food systems, the relationship between where food is produced, where it's consumed, how it gets back and forth, how it's transformed, why do we eat what we eat, sort of a whole host of questions